Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And ask yourself, where do you feel the breathing in the body? Focus your attention there. Try to keep it there. If the mind wants to wander off, just say, come back to the breath. You want to study the breath for a while. You want to observe the breath for a while. Because the breath is what can make the way your body feels a lot more comfortable. So what kind of breathing would make you feel more comfortable right now? You can try long breathing for a while, then short breathing, then compare the two. Deep and shallow, compare the two. Heavy, light, compare the two. Which combination feels best? You breathe in that way until it doesn't feel so good anymore, then you can change. Try to give the mind a good place to stay here in the present moment, because the mind needs a home. It's wandering around outside all the time. It's like a person with no home at all. Where are you going to sleep? You sleep on the sidewalk. Where are you going to eat? You eat out of the dumpsters. It's not a good place to live at all. You want to live in your home. They have a good place to sleep, a good place to eat. You go outside when you need to, but you have a safe place to come back to. So make this a comfortable place to come back to, because if it's not comfortable, the mind's not going to want to stay. And then you develop some good qualities in the mind. Mindfulness, which is the ability to keep something in mind, you keep reminding yourself, this is where you want to stay, right here with the breath. Alertness, you watch what you're doing. You remember from your past meditation sessions what you should be doing. Then there's the quality of ardency. If you realize that you're not doing things well, well, try to do them well. If something unskillful comes up in the mind, you want to study it for a while. Why would the mind go for that? What's the allure? What are the drawbacks? When you see that there's drawbacks to a certain kind of thinking, you can let it go. The allure is a tiny thing and the drawbacks are big. So why go for it? That way when emotions come up that you don't like, anger, jealousy, you don't have to go with them. Fear comes up, you don't have to go with it. You can step back from it and ask yourself, why would I want to go with this thing? What are the drawbacks of going with it? That's why you become more in control of what your mind is doing. Because this is going to be your main refuge in life, is the state of your mind. So the mind has a good place to stay, is well trained. Then you can trust it. If it doesn't have a good place to stay, if it's hungry, if it's tired all the time, and it doesn't really understand itself, can't control itself, then no matter how good other people are for you, you can't depend on yourself. So we're here to learn how to make ourselves trustworthy. So we can go through life, we have the strengths we need, we have the wisdom we need in order to deal with whatever comes, either from outside or from inside. To try to train the mind like this every day, develop these good qualities, mindfulness, alertness, ardency. Those are the qualities that help build this home and then protect it. Then you have a good place to stay. When you're coming from a good place like this, then the things you do and say and think are bound to be more skillful. They work for the good of yourself and for the good of others at the same time. What it says is like being an acrobat. One acrobat stands on another acrobat's shoulders. Each of them has to look after his or her own sense of balance. That way each one of them protects the other. If you lose your balance, then it makes other people lose their balance too. But if you maintain your balance, it's a lot easier for them to maintain theirs. So try to go through life in a balanced way like this. With a good solid foundation, you're not on a tight wire, you're in a home. And your home is solid, well constructed, a good place to stay. You leave only when you have to, and then you come back, and you can be at your ease.